with Martin Bester.
What's news? This is the Morbid Tony goes for the best has in the world story. Made headlines again yesterday. Everybody going with the same angle that she just got a TV set. Now, you know, there's been a lot of speculation about this and to and fro. There was a will that wasn't signed by him, and then there was a will undersigned by his lawyer, apparently, Ferdinand Hartzenberg, who acted as commissioner of oath. But the bottom line is, his lawyer, the lawyer acting on behalf of the Van der Westhuizen family, Ulrich Roux, explained, saying that Joost's 2015 will was accepted. And in terms of the will, his estate is bequeathed to the J9 Trust, with the two minor children, Jordan and Kylie. They will be the only beneficiaries of the trust. Now, according to this one article, also saying that Joost was hoping that his 2009 testament is the one that will hold, in which, according to an article, says that she will inherit everything. I'm not 100% sure that's the way I understood it. I'll tell you what, I always say, if you want to know how people feel about something, ask them. In this article, they said at the end they couldn't get hold of Amor. So they have to go according to what the lawyers say and what this person says and what that person says. Amor Vitoni was on this show twice in the last year. And this is what she had to say about it when she was on the show, because I obviously asked her about it. Hold on. Here's the first piece. This is her talking about the will. And this was October last year.
Ek het die testament gewen, maar ek dink die mense se bedoeling en se benadering was dat ek alles vir myself wou gehad het, wat so teenstrydig is. Jy weet, die J9 Trust, baie mense vergelyk dit met die J9 Foundation. So hulle dink ek wil geld hê van die J9 Foundation, wat heelmal verkeerd is. Die J9 Trust is 'n trust wat opgestel is vir die kinders. Ek wil niks van jou se erfgeld hê nie. The money is for the kids.
Is there a lot of money?
I don't know.
But the problem came in is the J9 Trust for you and your kids, Kylie and Jordan, but at the same time, Joost also, his family, the Van der Westhuizens, were also contesting it to have their share of it as well.
Yeah, they first said they weren't going to contest, and then all of a sudden, last week, you know, there was a contestant. So I was completely confused as to why the other side would give the court papers to the media, because I don't want to fight through the media. This is going to be done in court. Mm.
So listening to that, and if you want to hear more, this is all on audio on demand on jacarandafm.com, the full interviews with Amor Vitoni. From what I'm hearing there is that she's quite happy with everything going to the kids. Hmm. So I'm not 100% sure about all the angles going around now. But I mean, obviously it sounds funny and very sensational when you say she got a TV set.
But she does get maintenance out of the trust in order to look after the kids. She just, from what I understand, doesn't have the title of the home.
That wasn't contested. This was about his will.
Yeah.
About everything that you had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to the full interview and judge for yourself. This
is Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is a frech lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.